Welcome to the Dashboard Effect Podcast. I'm Brick Thompson.
I'm Caleb Oakes.
Hey, Caleb.
Hey, Brick.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right. What are we going to talk about?
So today we're going to continue our How to Succeed with BI series. And today's topic is defining the impact of your BI.
Nice. Okay. So are you talking about defining the impact pre a BI initiative, like before you start the work, or are you talking about defining it afterwards?
So I'm talking about before you do it. And real quick, BI initiative, when we use that term, we're talking about maybe you're just building a new report, or maybe you're taking on a whole BI system build. So it can really span the range of what you might be doing with BI. But I think that's important to clarify.
Yeah, right. Because BI initiative sounds like, oh God, this is a multi-month project. It might be a two-day reporting effort.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay, good. All right. So tell me how you think about this defining the impact.
Yeah. So defining the impact, you can think of it as, you know, let's say you're sitting in one room, and this room has certain amenities in it, right? Maybe it's got a water fountain or something. But you want to be in a different room, right? And maybe you need to go to the kitchen because it's got what you need in it. So you need to understand what's different about the kitchen than the room that you're in, right? So the kitchen's got a fridge and it's got maybe some beer in it, something like that. Right? Yeah, right. So you need to understand what's the difference between where you're at and where you want to be, right? That's the point. So, and you need to do that with your BI initiative. So let's say you're building a new report, and you have to understand what is my current situation. And what do I expect to be different after we build this report? And that's almost never done when you're talking about BI, really IT in general. But BI, I think, is in a special place because it's really easy to just ask for a report. And it's really easy to think, oh, that's a very reasonable request.
Yeah. Okay. So I think what I'm hearing is that simply saying, oh, I need a report to tell me about what our utilization is, actually doesn't define the value of that report. You've got to go deeper.
Exactly. Right. And that's a perfectly reasonable request, right? What is my utilization?
Yeah. Okay. So how do you get at that? How do you define that impact?
So kind of along my terrible analogy from the beginning.
I was going to say, but
I made that up on the fly.
I couldn't tell.
So it's really asking those questions. You know, you really want to understand what's going to be the change here, right? Ultimately, you're doing something. Something is changing just by the mere fact that you're building a new report that you haven't had before. But then that goes a lot deeper than that, right? So you're trying to affect some type of change, and there's usually some reason for it. The whole reason why you would even want a report in the first place, either something happened, maybe you read something, or something is going wrong in your business. Something is changing and you need to do something to address it, right? Too many times what you see is somebody will come to you with a request for a report or want to build a data warehouse or something like that. And really the only reason is, or at least in their minds, and all the further they've thought about it, is we just need this, I think. Right. It seems like, you know, it seems like the logical thing. We need this. Maybe they listen to a podcast or something.
All right.
Right. Like the Dashboard Effect or something like that. And, and then they decide, oh, we need to do some BI. Right.
Right.
But you really have to understand what is life going to be like after this and why would it be better?
Yeah. Yeah. I a couple of questions I like to ask, as I'm trying to get to this, is what decisions is this going to enable or drive? And what behaviors is it likely to drive? And if there's value to those decisions or those behaviors, okay, maybe you've got something that's worth doing. But if you can't answer those with something that seems valuable, maybe it's not a good idea to spend the resources on it.
Yeah. And most of the time, what we've seen is that you usually can. That people just don't think of it. They don't think to do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's one of the most valuable things that you can do, right? Even just for purely making the business case to your boss that you need to do this.
Right. That makes sense. Do you have a recent example? I mean, without using names of a client, obviously, but a recent example where you experienced some of this?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So we were not too long ago, like a couple months ago or something, we were talking to the head of sales at a fairly large company, and he was looking at certain metrics and numbers, and he would put together a slide deck every month to show his regional managers what the numbers were and kind of where they are trending on some key metrics. And the managers wanted to know, okay, well, that's all great, but what are my numbers specifically? Like, what should I be looking at? And he wanted to provide that to them so that they were all looking at the same numbers. Completely reasonable request. It's easy for someone who knows BI or maybe knows organizational psychology to know that that's a really smart thing to do. And as we were working with him through that, we asked him, what do you expect to change here? What do you expect the return on this to be? And he didn't have an answer, right? And that's not uncommon at all, but he understood. He's like, wow, you know, we really should be thinking about this in terms of ROI. You know, do you expect your sales to go up? You know, what do you expect to get more new clients? What are you expecting to have happen once we do this?
Did you ever get to a good answer where it made sense to do the work?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we definitely did. We were able to work through that and get to a place where it all made sense.
And did your design ultimately benefit from that? Did you have a better design because you went through that exercise?
Absolutely. We went from a huge long list of metrics and things that he wanted to get done to these are the top few. So the effort went from some monumental task to something reasonable and doable and something that we're able to knock out in just a few weeks.
Yeah. That makes me think of the case. Well, actually, the sort of the generic case that often will come up where an executive knows they don't have good visibility and they're assuming the solution is to build some huge enterprise grade data warehouse and reporting suite when that may not be needed. The visibility they need, when you really get into it, you may find it's in a small number of fact areas and can be solved with some simple reporting. Maybe it needs some ETL. Maybe it needs a data warehouse or a data mart. Maybe it needs some simple ad hoc analysis and just a direct connection.
Exactly. And you have to ask those questions, right? There could be something very particular that's making that executive think that he needs a huge data warehouse. He or she may just need, like you said, just a simple report.
Yeah. And if you're going to make the investment, the bigger investment, you want to really make sure that there's going to be long-lasting change and impact. I mean, there's got to be ROI, right? Because it's expensive to do IT work. And if you're only going to use a report once, you really only needed a single number, you can probably extract that data, get that number, and not have to spend that money.
Yeah, some other way, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so what are our takeaways here?
So first, knowing that impact from a BI initiative, whether it's building a report or building a huge enterprise-grade BI system, it's almost never done. So be on the lookout for when that happens. It's sneaky and it's hard to recognize because it's easy for your brain to rationalize those things away.
It feels like you're doing it. Like, I need to know my utilization just because I do.
Right, right. And you implicitly, you just know, like, well, the reason I need to know this is X, but you know, you're not actually explicitly thinking through that.
Yeah, it makes me think of old root cause analysis, you know, asking why five times. Okay, why do you need that? Uh-huh, why? And at some point you get to, okay, this is root, and yeah, it's really valuable or not. Okay, and so I guess as a second takeaway, it's what we just talked about. You might be able to achieve your goals with something other than BI or really simple BI. I mean, I guess it's all kind of BI. But maybe you can just do a one-time analysis and get the goal you need. And you really owe it to yourself to explore those options before you make an investment because we're all looking for maximum ROI.
Yeah, and even outside of just BI, you know, you may have – let's say that you're thinking you need to see a website traffic report. And you say, why? And it's like, well, because we need to increase our traffic. It's like, okay, well, you already know that. So why don't you spend the money on increasing your web traffic and not a report that tells you need to increase your web traffic?
Right. That's a great example.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to sort of put a bow on all this, it's really that understanding the impact of your initiative is the single most important thing you can do in spinning up an initiative in the first place.
Right. Yeah. It's something that I think is it's actually overlooked in a lot of places, but especially BI. I mean, that's our world, right? So, you know, doing that is so incredibly valuable. It sets the stage for everything else that you do in your little initiative that you're about to set out on.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, going back to your initial example, you got to make sure you know why you're going to the kitchen.
Exactly. Yeah. Is it a sandwich? Is it beer?
Hopefully beer. All right. Anything else, Caleb?
That's it.
All right. Good talking to you.
Thanks.